Hello and welcome to the A Plus Podcast. I'm your host, Tehila Malunga. If you are joining us for the first time, thank you so much for deciding to join us. If this is your second or third time, thank you also for joining us. And so today I'm joined by three amazing men here to discuss something very interesting and currently affecting all of us in this country. Firstly, I have Mapalo Kunda, who is a student at North Rise University. He's studying business administration, has a minor in international business from Fontys in the Netherlands. He's a public speaker, he's an author, and he runs IMTG organization. I also have Given Globu, who is a 6th year medical student at the Copperbelt University School of Medicine. He's a 2024 Pan-African Organization for Health Education and Research scholar, a 2024 African Hepatopancreatobiliary Cancer Consortium Communications Fellow. He's a medical university tutor, and also he's the Secretary of International and Foreign Affairs of the Copperbelt University Medical Students Association. Lastly, I have the Foundation President, John Glory, who is a student at the Copperbelt University School of Medicine. He is a graphics designer. He's a person who is passionate about leadership and helping people become. He's also a public speaker. From their profiles, you can tell that these are great men with so many things to their names. And so today we are going to have an amazing conversation, which is titled Power Down to Power Up, Thriving in the Dark. Stay put as we go into the conversation. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi, Tehila. How are you?
Doing good, thanks.
Hi, A Plus community.
Thank you so much for being here, John, and everybody else. Yeah, so we are going to start with power down to power up. Power down to power up. What's this? What does this look like to you, John? Power down to power up.
Okay, power down to power up.
Yeah.
Okay, so every time I hear power, you know.
Yeah.
It's always about load shedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's something that is quite vast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think what's in my mind is load shedding. And also, you know, if you are just an ordinary person and then you become a superman all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think load shedding is something that is coming to mind.
Great. Given. Power down to power up. What does this look like? What's your interpretation of it?
Well, and apologies to the listeners. I've got a cough, so I'll be often. Yeah. So power down to power up. What does it mean? Well, to me, I think this speaks to a recovery post a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A comeback of some sort, amidst tribulation. So it can be anything, just about anything. In this context, we're trying to look at it in terms of load shedding.
Mm-hmm.
So in times where there are blackouts. But then we're advocating for students, for people, Zambians generally, to, you know, don't sit back and cry over what's going on, because challenges always be there.
Yeah.
But then we have to sit down and look at solutions, strategies. How are we going to rise up to the event? So basically, that's what it speaks to me. It's about recovering after or amidst tribulation. So probably as we discuss, we'll dissect the many aspects of how this can be achieved.
Great. Great. A comeback amid this tragedy, yeah? Mapalo, what does this look like to you?
Well, when I heard the term, first thing that came to me was adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are powering down in order to power up. There's a change there. And when I connected it to adaptability, because we're in a changing world. And whenever something changes, like if you look at our country now, we're having the load shedding. It's a change in environment. So you need to sit back and say, how can I adapt to this change? That's the power up to power down to power up for me.
Great. I feel like to me it means like simply reboot ish. Because, okay, if we look at a phone, yeah, us with Androids, yes, when it starts jamming, you just like, okay, let me turn it off, then it should go on. I bet it will work better. Yeah. So I feel like it's turning down something so that when it goes on, it's at its maximum. Yeah. And looking at our current situation in the country, we know that there's this load shedding thing. Of course, the hours are not going down, but going up, they're increasing and everything. But how are we looking at this as young people? Where is this taking us, right? Like, of course, the country has sort of decided to power down for hours, literally. We're powering down for hours. But what are you doing as a person? Like, how are you looking at it as a person? And what have you decided to do amidst the whole load shedding thing? I remember Mapalo mentioned adaptability. I also remember Given said something about you almost like maximizing, like coming back stronger. Yeah. So what are we doing? What are you doing as a person, Given, in the midst of this tragedy? Yeah. In whatever aspect you choose to focus on of your whole life. Yeah.
Wow. that's a very broad question and one perhaps that can be tricky to address.
Mm-hmm.
But for a start,
mm-hmm.
I think adaptation is very important. I need to reiterate that. We need to adapt to the trends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in life, you need not to complain about what's going on or pray that whatever is going on around you should go away, but rather pray for strength. Pray mm-hmm. that you are better and that you attain the skills that, you know, better you for the challenge at hand. So for myself, well, there's quite a number of adjustments I've made to many aspects of my life,
mm-hmm.
right? Starts with my sleeping schedule,
mm-hmm.
you know, my eating schedule, you know, and so on and so forth. I believe that this actually speaks to many other people because of the timings of load shedding and so on. So probably I've meant to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've put in place a few adjustments to that. For instance, back in the day, I never used to study in the night. Right? I was mostly productive in the day.
Mm.
So I'd mostly work during the day, either whether I'm at the hospital, wherever I am, I'd create time. Even on a bus, mm-hmm. I just pull out my phone and study. But now, with load shedding,
mm-hmm.
if let's say you're having that schedule that allows power to be back, let's say in the night, obviously, at this particular time, I've adjusted to sleeping during the day once I'm back from work and then waking up in the night to push, you know. So that's an adjustment
mm-hmm.
as far as a student is concerned. In terms of feeding, well, you've got to feed as a person. So then how do you play around this? For me, I'll speak in my context because, yeah, it's affected me as much as others. For me, I don't cook often these days.
Mm-hmm.
How am I making this possible? Well, it means that buying food, but where am I getting the resources? So I'm taking advantage, like right now, we're on holiday. Mm-hmm. So I'm being resourceful, I'm tutoring. And that in a way generates cash for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way to actually cater for my day-to-day expenses. If I want to eat something, I'll just order. If I can, I would cook. Actually, more often than not, I would actually just buy charcoal and then go cook at my place, so, because I've got a brazier and so on. So even as students or young adults, and in whatever context this may you may actually be hearing this podcast for, I advise that you acknowledge that there's this tragedy and make the necessary adjustments. If it means humbling yourself a little,
mm-hmm.
do that, because it's necessary. The idea is to have your objectives, your daily objectives, be achieved, but that will mean doing the uncomfortable work. It means cooking on the brazier if you don't do that. Sleeping. I can actually propose something. So those people that find challenges with the sleeping pattern. There's mm-hmm. this thing called polyphasic sleep,
mm-hmm.
where you can chunk up your hours of sleep. So instead of you sleeping in the night throughout or during the day throughout, you can chunk up the hours of sleep. Maybe 4 hours during the day, 4 hours during the night. Then you find those loops in which you can do other things. Yeah, so something like that. Those are just some of the adjustments that I've made for myself.
Great. He mentioned something about just making sure your daily objectives are met, right? And then doing the uncomfortable. I bet this whole load shedding thing has been a whole uncomfortable situation for everybody, because some of us are used to using our phones throughout,
right.
And others are used to being on, okay, we are a generation that's used to being on screens,
mm-hmm.
and there's people who work on screens. Yeah. There's especially the youths, they've gone to that phase where everything is on the phone. You do business on the phone, you do whatever on the phone. So how do you think those people are managing, John? Seeing that you've had an experience with, how do you think those people are, what do you think they should do? Should they just, Tuchisa, they feel like, okay, we're done, let's just close this business thing, because there's no power during the day for 12 hours, is it? Yeah.
13 now.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's a very good question. And I love how Given has come out with his points on adapting and,
mm-hmm.
you know, making the necessary changes when it comes to the adapting phase. We need to realize that changes are inevitable,
mm-hmm.
whether comfortable or uncomfortable. Changes are always inevitable. And a change should never affect your goals or your outcomes, in the sense that it's something that is usually going to happen, you know. And I remember a few years back, we were talking about COVID,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of adaptation had to be made. In terms of learning, in terms of, you know, business. And it was actually during load shedding that a lot of online things sprouted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, meetings were being done online, lessons and the likes. So the beauty with humanity is that we always find a way. And I think this is the mindset that we should have, especially as young people. That regardless of the situation and the times and the season that we are in, our objectives and our goals have to be met. So what is my advice to somebody who is facing this challenge like everybody else? There's always something that you can do, and there's always an opportunity in every tragedy. Yeah. So I think the key is to find ways and means in which you can still be effective and still maximize the time that you have, you know, in that particular season that you are in. Okay. Yes, there's no power, but that doesn't mean that you can't eat, you know, like Given said, you be resourceful,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yes, there's no power, but you can't go to the lecturer and say, no, I failed the exam because, you know, there's no electricity. So we have to find ways and means in which we can be like, you know, and tick regardless of what's happening. And also, it's important that we also think about solutions. Like, this is the problem that our country and our continent has been facing for quite some time. So how do we come in as young people, you know, going forward? What do we do about these things such that our kids will not find the load shedding? Because trust me, we are the next leaders. We are the ones who are going to go into these places of authority and power, and we'll be making those decisions. So we need to start thinking also on a large scale how we are going to, like, you know, be able to deal with this going forward. Because if we don't, this is something that is going to cripple not only our economy going forward, but a lot of us in terms of our productivity. So I think that's what I can say. We need to start talking about how we can be able to sort this out as young people.
Great. Okay.
I think just to add on, I would like to look at this situation that we have as also, you know, we can take this opportunity actually to go back to Eden. What do I mean? Well, you know, we were in the COVID phase at some point, mm-hmm. years back, like he put. COVID made most of us, if not the entire world, be inclined more to digital, to gadgets,
yeah.
right? So people shifted from this way of life, of doing things at a person-to-person interaction,
mm-hmm.
versus now online. People are having shops online.
Yeah.
Like someone owns a shop online. I don't even know how that works. Like I have got a shop.
Okay.
And then they also advertise things and so on. They do the marketing online.
Mm-hmm.
And then after COVID, now we are in this phase as a country, Zambia, where we are faced with load shedding,
mm-hmm.
where there's blackouts. So it's essentially gadgets now going down. So then this in itself pushes us to adjust. All right. It pushes us to adjust in that we have to go back to Eden,
where we were,
to normalize how we initially used to do things. If it means advertising, why not advertise within your circles? Within, you can actually do door to door advertisement. I think this is an opportunity, guys, to go back to Eden. What do I mean? Well, you know, we were in the COVID phase at some point, mm-hmm. years back, like he put. COVID made most of us, if not the entire world, be inclined more to digital, to gadgets,
yeah.
right? So people shifted from this way of life, of doing things at a person-to-person interaction,
mm-hmm.
versus now online. People mm-hmm. are having shops online.
Yeah.
Like someone owns a shop online. I don't even know how that works. Like I have got a shop.
Okay.
And then they also advertise things and so on. They do the marketing online.
Mm-hmm.
And then after COVID, now we are in this phase as a country, Zambia, where we are faced with load shedding,
mm-hmm.
where there's blackouts. So it's essentially gadgets now going down. So then this in itself pushes us to adjust. All right. It pushes mm-hmm. us to adjust. In that we have to go back to Eden,
where we were,
to normalize how we initially used to do things. If it means advertising, why not advertise within your circles? Within, you can actually do door-to-door advertisement. I think this is an opportunity, guys, to reestablish the relationships mm-hmm. that we lost because, you know, the effects of technology that's,
yeah.
you know. So this is a good time to actually reestablish those connections with our neighbors, our colleagues. It's marketing, market with those people. If it's interactions, because you see, even interactions within a home now have actually been, you know, trampled upon because by the inception of technology, you find that during dinner, each one will be on their gadgets.
Homes. Yeah.
So parents really don't even get to have that opportunity to really find out what a child is going through at school and things like that. But this is actually a good point or time to retrace back our initial way of doing things. And get to that person-to-person interaction. So we can, instead of looking at it as a problem, let's also highlight the positives in it.
Mm-hmm. So, Mapalo, we're talking about thriving in the dark, yeah? During this time. And you're a student. Yeah, yes. And so before now and before all this, load shedding thing. Okay, let's talk about when you were in high school. Maybe if we can go that back. Did you ever have a time where you were using gadgets to study or?
No.
What were you using?
So I had physical books.
Mm-hmm.
Physical books in my secondary school. I only had my first smartphone after grade 12. That's when I learned about social media and all these things. And I would say, I might have experienced load shedding some time back, personal load shedding as a family, because what happened was, when I was in grade 9, when I entered grade 9, my family went through a certain downturn. Mm-hmm. My dad had invested in a certain business with his childhood best friend who ran off with the money to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So my family had borrowed money from other people to invest in the business. Now they had to pay back. So we had to shift in a house that was unfinished. There was no power, no water. So I had to adapt. I had to change. You know, there's a quote that I love. It says, be willing to change because life will not stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
So life changed instantly. And I remember when we went into that house, I was going to use a pit latrine for the first time. I was like, oh, I've never used this. So I stayed for 14 days without using the toilet. Then on the 15th day, I couldn't hold it.
Transition.
So there, I was resisting to adapt to the new situation. And what happened was on the 15th day when I tried to use the toilet, it was like, it was so painful, maybe near childbirth. But anyway, what happened was during that time of load shedding, I had to adapt. I changed my study schedules. I was utilizing daylight saving. I'll study during the day. And sometimes I would study with a candle. Remember, I studied with a candle. Now, the situation that I was in, I still managed to score. I was the second highest in the Copper Belt province.
Great.
And, I got 510 in all government schools because I later learned that if I do not adapt to this new situation, I won't survive. Same with Charles Darwin. I'm speaking to medical students here, so I bet you know Charles Darwin. There's a statement that he made. He said, it is not the strongest species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the most responsive to change.
Mm.
So we are in an environment that has changed. We need to adapt. We need to respond as soon as possible, else we must survive.
That was like, yeah, responding to change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The response aspect. You know, him sharing his childhood story reminds me of my grade 12 when, you know, grade 10, 11, I was playing around. Okay, let me not say playing, but the other focus points. And, you know, you're in grade 12 and reality sets in. You have to write your exam in the next 7 months. And it led me to me and my friends shifting from home to my friend's place, and they didn't have power by then. So we had to use lamps, and we had to gather as much, you know, past papers and books as much as we could, you know, for us to, like, you know, be able to tackle that. And going to the question that you asked him about how we managed, mm-hmm. you know, to make it even without gadgets, I think it's the same thing, you know. It comes down to us going back and really maximizing the resources at our disposal. Yeah. Most of the times as people, we are always focused on what we do not have. And it leads us to neglect what we have. And because of that, our ability to really reach our full potential is hindered, you know. So to be honest with you, everybody that is listening and everyone that is here, you have what it takes to thrive even in this season, in this moment that we are in. And, everything actually that you need to make it, you have it. You only, I was talking to somebody, you know, texted me, and, it's actually the second day. I'm sure you'll listen to this podcast. And he was complaining to me about, you know, adapting to school and him being a leader and, you know, how that was hindering him in terms of being effective. And I mentioned to him that, usually when people do not have things under control, they always find where to point fingers.
Mm-hmm.
When you do not have things under control, you always find someone to blame or something to blame. But if you look around, there are people in your same position who are actually thriving. Yeah. So we usually try to run away from responsibility and really being resourceful, like Given said, and really looking around ourselves to see the things that we can actually maximize. So I think responding to your question, we need to look around and see the things that we can actually bring closer and be able to maximize. Is it physical materials? Is it group studies? Is it sometimes just going to another place where there's power, you know, mm-hmm. and charging your gadgets? For us who are so fortunate to be living around the hospital, you know, we always find ourselves at the hospital trying to, you know, charge our gadgets and study and the like. So there is always something that you can do. There's always something that you can maximize closer to you.
I love what you said about when you don't have things in control, you find somebody to blame. And I feel like that's a very big thing, because even I feel like finding balance is a point to start from. So you know that, for example, yes, I'm a medical student, so I'll speak. You know that you have a class for maybe morning and you have ward rounds, and then you're done by like, say, 13 or 14. And then you know that every other thing at this point doesn't really matter, because you won't have power in the night. So why not just shift what you're supposed to do in the night to, like, you're studying to after you have your, of course it's uncomfortable because you'll be tired and you just want to rest and you just want to go and do whatever. Yeah, I feel like it's just finding a proper, adjust your schedule. So it adjust your schedule. And yeah, if we look at certain things or certain people who've made it big, it's because they did things in the absence of those things. The people who invented light bulbs, there were no light bulbs. They did the invention in the absence of that, and that's why we know them now. The Thomson guys. And so it's in the absence of the power, what are you doing? I think it would be great if you came out the best students. Lord shading. People will know you, like, okay, we didn't have power, but only this guy. How? You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Just to add on, I think that is very solid, what she just highlighted. I think a testimony becomes, mm-hmm. it carries so much weight if the challenges or factors that were around that particular person were really can be conceived as impossible,
mm-hmm.
you understand, but nonetheless the person still manages to persevere.
Yeah.
So like I said earlier, we need not to pray for easier challenges, but to pray for a stronger person,
mm-hmm.
in you understand. So I think, just reiterating a bit on what he said, it's very important, it's necessary that we make these adjustments. You see, we're talking about uncomfortability, we're talking about literally moving outside your comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
so then it comes back to you as a person to introspect, to say, what are my priorities? Okay, if these are my priorities, are they worth making the adjustments for?
Mm-hmm.
If they are, then you need to make those adjustments. I think you mentioned something like reading hard copy books.
Yeah,
I think myself, I'm more effective with print copies than, you know, soft copy. I think it also tells us something, to say reading on screens, in as much as it's very convenient and a smart way,
mm-hmm.
but it has also got its negative effects. Things that we don't usually talk about. Things like, right now we're both wearing specs, me and Ben. I never used to wear specs back in the day. I actually have got very good vision. I never thought I'd wear specs. This is an effect that has come secondary to using screens. We're not saying this is bad,
mm-hmm.
but the point is that these adjustments have to be made, because then they are satisfying that mm-hmm. particular priority that you've set up.
Yeah.
So to the listener, sit down and highlight, what are my priorities in this load shedding period, and what adjustments can I make that will facilitate the success of these priorities? Because mm-hmm. then at that particular time, you know that, okay, for whatever adjustment I'll make, it's worth it because I wish to achieve this.
Mm-hmm. I like how the adjust is coming out so strongly. Like, it's just, I feel like it's where we are. It's that thing you should pin, like, adjust. Because if you realize that you should adjust, or you must, I think it's a must, you must adjust, I think every other thing begins to fall into place because you know you can't go, you'll complain, yes. One of the doctors says you have no excuse for not studying, whether load shedding, whether whatever, whether you're tired, whether you are on call, whether you have no excuse. And for real, you have no excuse. It's not like every other thing that's happening in the world is going to go at a standstill because Zambia has load shedding. There's still engineers will still be needed. Business administrators will still be needed. So they won't chill like, oh no, Zambia doesn't have power, so they are studying less, so let's extend their degree courses so they can study during the day and so what. Nothing like that. I feel like life is fast and it doesn't wait for anybody who is lazy or who wants to be comfortable. Life will continue. It will continue running. And as long as you want to be comfortable with everything, I believe there's no perfect time to live. Like all conditions set, nothing will be perfect for you just to live. There'll be something. There'll be something. There'll always be something. And yeah, that brings me to my next question. Okay. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself managing if load shedding?